I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. The specter of an unprecedented U.S. debt default might be just the thing that gets Washington moving again, eventually. We'll see. But I'm sure everyone in D.C. agrees we don't want to end up like Argentina. The South American nation defaulted on its debt a little over a decade ago. So could that default offer any lessons for us now? The World's Jason Margolis looked into that.
Argentina's default in 2001 was the final straw in a long economic crisis. The country already had rampant inflation and people were losing faith in the Argentine currency. Then came the default and Argentina's entire financial system fell apart. Alberto Ferreras, a surgeon in Buenos Aires, recalls trying to pay a modest sum to Purdue University to reserve his son's spot in college.
All the bank accounts were frozen. I was not able, not even to withdraw the money, but to wire transfer the money. So a good friend of mine sent the money to the U.S. on my name, on my behalf.
Eventually, Ferreras was able to withdraw his savings, which were in U.S. dollars. But he was paid back in Argentine pesos, pesos that were severely devalued.
That means that you were going to receive less than 25% of the money you were expected to receive.
That was the pain within Argentina. Economist Desmond Lachman with the American Enterprise Institute in Washington describes the punishment doled out by the rest of the world.
Argentina has basically been shut out of international capital markets for the last 11 years.
In other words, defaulting on your debt is a bad, 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 bad idea. But wait.
That wouldn't be the case in the United States.
Lachman says he doesn't want to minimize the impact of a default here in the U.S. It would be a reputational hit and likely raise the interest rate for our borrowing going forward. But people would still loan us money. The two cases are also different because when Argentina defaulted, most of the world didn't really care all that much. Sure, foreign holders of Argentine bonds were angry, and still are today. But the Argentine default didn't send shockwaves across the globe. Lachman says if the U.S. were to default,
we know that this could be hugely disruptive for money markets, for bond markets, for stock markets. This would be a global event.
And here's one more big difference between the U.S. and Argentina.
One's got to distinguish between ability to pay and willingness to pay. And back in 2001, Argentina didn't have the ability to pay. That is not the case in the United States. The case in the United States is one of political dysfunction that people abroad find really very difficult to comprehend.
Put Argentine surgeon Alberto Ferreras on that list.
My friends in America say that they are undergoing a crisis. They don't have the slightest clue of what the crisis is.
Ferreras says he can't believe that U.S. politicians would actually default on America's debt. He says that's a move for underdeveloped countries like Argentina. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.